It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. The Latino voter registration group, Mi Familia Vota, says it's reached 450,000 registrations nationwide. As Elizabeth Troval reports, the group is pursuing millennials in their registration efforts.
Mi Familia Vota is reaching out to millennials in Texas and across the country in registration efforts Texas Director Carlos Duarte says are essential to Latino turnout.
44% of eligible Latino voters are millennials. So that basically means that if young people are not voting, then the Latino vote is not present.
That's why the organization is working with 30 or so Houston area schools to educate and register students. Students like Esmeralda Garza, who graduated from Northside High School last year and became a voter registrar.
We have such a small turnout in voting, and it's just because our parents don't know, and if we don't talk about it at the dinner table, who's going to talk about it with us other than our teachers?
Mi Familia Vota hopes to register another 50,000 voters before elections in November. Elizabeth Troval, News 88.7.
On the Tuesday Health Watch, some new hope for people with migraines. Various medications and therapies can provide relief, but the FDA has approved the first in a new class of drugs aimed at heading off migraine headaches before they start. Sam Baker talked about this with Dr. Priyanka Chaudhary, a neurologist at Baylor University Medical Center specializing in headaches.
This is the most exciting phase in the headache world because in last several years, we have not had a new drug which has specifically been developed for migraine. We used to have drugs which are from different categories like blood pressure medication or antidepressant, which we used to use for migraine preventive. So this drug is a CGRP monoclonal antibody. The fancy name is calcitonin gene-related peptide, which basically specifically developed to help prevent headaches or to use it as a rescue. So it's one of its kind because CGRP is something which is released when somebody has a migraine or a headache attack, and it actually helps to inhibit or to antagonize the effects of CGRP.
So it would prevent a migraine before it could happen?
It's once a month injection which patients will use to decrease the number of headache days that they have in a month. In some cases, it will also make sure that you have less intense headache or the duration of the headache actually goes down.
How does that differ from current medication?
So there are two kind of medications we use now. One is rescue, which we usually use triptans or over-the-counter NSAIDs. And then one are preventives, antidepressants, anti-nausea medications, antihypertensives, something you use once a day. It's an oral pill that most patients use. The problem with some of the preventives is this high side effects. Most patients get side effect or they can't tolerate it, and it takes a long time for them to work. With this newer drug, what we are noticing is that patients really don't get much side effects. And also, it works a lot faster. It works within a month, where some of the other preventives can take up to 8 weeks or even 10 weeks to show an efficacy.
Now, I'm sure people who experience migraines would be willing to do just about anything to avoid that. But I'm told this new drug is around $6,900 a year, depending on insurance. Now, does that price that drug out of access to many people?
That company is providing at least two doses free, which means you actually get to experience the drug and see if it's even worthwhile. And then the company will work with your insurance. We can try writing pre-authorization letters or letters of appeal to see if we can get you on the drug. It is available right now on most commercial insurances with Medicare and Medicaid. As of this time, I don't have the latest information if it would be covered. So hopefully, I'm assuming within the next couple of months when insurance companies start seeing how much it prevents patients from going to the ER, how much it prevents patients coming to doctors again and again for headaches, and it helps with their migraine, I'm assuming within the next couple of months, this will be on more commercial plans.
Are there more medications of this type in the pipeline?
There are three more which are in pipeline, and hopefully we'll have some of those by the end of the year. There is one more which is presumed to come next year, hopefully.
Are we nearing a cure, though, for migraines?
Unfortunately, the answer is no. I wish I can say that there's a magic cure or a magic pill coming for migraine. I do know that we can improve the quality of life with these medications to the point where patients either don't have that many headaches, or when they have a headache, they're able to break it pretty quickly so they can go back to what they were doing. The problem is, however, patients end up taking too much over-the-counter medications, which actually can be really unsafe. Just because it's over-the-counter does not mean taking that medication is safe for you. So I would really encourage patients, if it's something which you feel inhibits your quality of life, to really seek help, because, you know, there are a lot of therapies out there which can actually improve your quality of life if you have headaches.
What's preventing a cure, do you think, at this point?
The problem is there is no real pathophysiology of migraine. Migraine can happen due to various reasons. There are several theories that we know, but the bottom line is it's just not one pathway which is involved. However, with this new drug, we are definitely a lot closer than we were a couple of years ago to finding a good, happy balance between somebody having a migraine but still having a great quality of life.
Dr. Choudhury, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me.